We used to think most young people don't want to live with their parents since they need some time alone. However, a recent survey shows the situation to be otherwise. According to the survey, while the majority of young respondents are willing to live with their parents, 80% of the senior residents prefer to live independently. Do you think the results actually make sense?
Not necessarily, because first of all, this survey is jointly conducted by the Shanghai Women's Federation and Fudan University. Well, if you just look at these two bodies, maybe they are trustworthy. However, if you look at the sample, they had only more than 300 respondents to a certain questionnaire. So no matter how you judge it, I mean, 300 is just too small a sample.
Well, not even that. I mean, they even say that 40% of the respondents were age 31 to 50, and yet somehow their most interesting findings are from people who are 30 and over and from people who are 50 and over. Mm. And so you look at almost, so 40%, that's almost half, right? So 120 of these respondents were from 31 to 50. So 180, let's just split it up. So that's 90 in the younger, 90. I mean, that's almost nothing when it comes to statistical significance.
Yeah. And also, I do think that there are some problems with the wording of the questionnaire, and therefore, I do not quite understand what the outcomes can be interpreted as. So they're saying that 75% of the young respondents say they're willing to live with their parents if conditions allow. Does that mean that they warmly welcome their parents, or does that mean that
if they're forced into such situations, then they have no choice
but to accept this?
Which is interesting, because I think, you know, 10 years ago, if you were to ask a similar question in the United States, you know, I think this figure would be lower, right? Mm. They would be willing. Well, I think a lot of younger people would not have been willing. Whereas in the U.S., it's changed quite a bit. And so, yeah, it's not about, yes, I want to live with my parents because I love them so much or whatever. No, if I have to, what they're saying is if I have to, yeah, I will.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the underlined meaning here. So that's why I don't think that the two different results can be compared together, because one is saying that younger people say, okay, I can live with my parents if I have to. While on the other hand, the older respondents say that if healthy, that they'd rather live by themselves and probably with their spouse, I guess. But then again, still a large number of respondents say that they don't want to live in retirement home. So what does it mean? Does that mean that probably living at home is probably their most comfortable way of spending, you know, retirement life maybe?
Well, I think there is another problem we need to consider, because I believe a lot of elderly people, they have this rooted idea that if I admit I would like to, you know, live in a nursery home or something like that, that's losing face, because people would construe this as, I don't have a very good son or daughter, because they don't want to be pious sons and daughters and things like that. So maybe that's why they keep saying this.
I do think that, you know, as unscientific as the survey is, we can probably still see something. For example, the one that we just talked about elderly parents not wanting to go to retirement homes. I think that percentage is still quite high.
Well, I think it just depends on the perception of the industry itself. I mean, in the United States, at least, you know, nursing homes, they get a pretty bad rap. And so I think if you ask most older people if they want to live in a nursing home, they'll probably say no. But if you ask them if they want to live in a retirement community, they might say yes, right? Because the business model is a bit different there. Nursing home, you know, also kind of implies that someone is taking care of you and you live in a small room and, you know, you don't actually get that much interaction. You don't go outside your room very often. And there are different business models around taking care of older people. But no, I think it is interesting because, you know, as Lilian mentioned, I mean, when you're looking at self-reporting like this, you know, the factors of shame, losing face are always going to come in. And, you know, looking at the younger people, I think, you know, they have less reason to do so. But older people, I mean, perhaps, I mean, they say that they do not or do not want to live in a nursing home because, I mean, again, they might lose face. It might be shameful. But also the flip side of that is perhaps that so few of them said they wanted to live with their kids because they didn't want to seem like they were trying to burden their children or something like that.
Mm. Do you think that there's also the factor of not wanting to take care of grandkids for the children?
I doubt it. Yeah, from what I can see, most elderly people are very excited about the prospect of actually taking care of a baby. So yeah. I don't think that's the reason.
Yeah, no, I mean, looking at Chinese culture, I mean, it's always amazing to me how, I mean, I guess it's just Asian culture in general somehow. But, I mean, you compare it to with Western culture, and Chinese people love kids. I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you see a five-year-old, boy or girl, you know, almost always there's going to be some kind of, you know, oh, kind of reaction.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.